Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this evening's sermon is our gospel reading of Luke 17. Any one of you who has raised young children will be familiar with my following story. You might even experience something like this tomorrow as you celebrate Thanksgiving. Here's the story. You realize that it has been a few weeks since you went to see the in-laws. They've been asking you to bring the grandchildren by. They haven't seen them for a while, and they tell you that, well, those kids must be getting big. So you pack them up in the minivan, SUV, crossover, whatever, and head the few miles out of your way to pay them a visit. You arrive at their house, and Grandma and Grandpa are on the porch with big smiles and big waves. You all pile out of the car, and the children run up to be loved and hugged by their grandparents. Grandpa seems to be about as excited as the kids. He's full of smiles and is exchanging glances at Grandma. "Come on, kids," he says, "I've got something to show you." They run after him into the garage, guest room, basement, or wherever the surprise is kept. "What is it, Grandpa? What do you have for us?" they shout. It really doesn't matter what it is. It could be a new bike. It could be a fort that Grandpa built in the backyard, maybe a dollhouse. It may just be a cool new toy, a game, a football. The gift doesn't matter as much as what comes next, and I think you might know how this goes. After the shock and surprise, the children immediately begin to play with the gift. Usually, the first thing out of the parent's mouth is, "Well, what do you say?" The child's response often is a quick, "Thanks, Grandpa," and then they are off again. Of course, Grandma and Grandpa don't mind. It's okay, they say. They're just excited. But as a parent, you aren't buying it. "What do you say to Grandma and Grandpa?" you ask as the busy child continues playing. "Did you say thank you?" you ask again. "I did," the child replies. "Yes, but did you mean it?" Well, you get the picture. Sometimes just saying thanks doesn't seem to be enough. There are times and events that require something more than words. No matter how much the kids mean what they say, I can guarantee you that any grandparent would prefer a hug to just words. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, a day when grandparents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, and cousins all gather around to say thank you. But do we really mean it? Did this year really leave you feeling thankful? Did you get that pay increase you needed? Did you find the job you've been looking for? Is that sore hip any better? Is there really that much to be thankful for? I can't speak for you, but if you're at all like me, sometimes it seems like a muttered word or two of thanks is all I can muster up. Just words. As we at Trinity take our first steps in developing a ministry to our Spanish-speaking neighbors, words will become all the more important. Any language has subtle differences in certain words and phrases. What we say in English does not always translate well into another language. The same goes the other way around. Just look at all the different English translations of the Bible that we've had over the years, each one doing their best to bring the nuances of the ancient Old Testament Hebrew or New Testament Greek into our own language. One example of this sort of nuance can be seen in the Spanish phrase for Thanksgiving Day. In Spanish, it is called El Día de Acción de Gracias, and I'd like to spend just a minute or two breaking the phrases down. Now, don't worry, I will not be giving language lessons from the pulpit, but this phrase does tie in nicely with today's gospel. In the breaking down of the English phrase, Thanksgiving Day, it's very clear what's going on. Just say it backwards. It is a day of giving thanks. It's simple enough. In the Spanish, though, there's a bit more happening. El día, many of you may know, means the day, and that's pretty obvious. De acción means of action. De gracias is, of course, of thanks. We all know how to say gracias. The Latin root of the word gracias is where we get our English word grace. or unconditional love. Yet notice the subtle difference here. In the Spanish, Thanksgiving becomes an action. El Día de Acción de Gracias is literally the day of the action of thanks. Acting out your thanks. No quick, muttered thank yous here. Now, in the familiar gospel account, we have 10 lepers coming to Jesus for healing. As you probably know, in Jesus' time, leprosy was a horrible, disfiguring disease with no known cure. These 10 outcasts go to the only person who can help them. They've heard of Jesus, and they know and believe that he will make them well again. Only he can make them clean. Only he can take away the stigma of being an outcast. The faith of all 10 is obvious as they cry, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." If you notice in the reading, Christ does not heal them immediately, though he certainly could have. No, he sends them on down the road to show themselves to the priests. This was something that needed to be done during this period, as the priests were the only ones who could publicly verify that the lepers were indeed clean. So all 10 go about doing exactly what Jesus told them to do. Somewhere along the path, they must have noticed that they had been healed. Of the 10, 9 continued on, exactly as Jesus had instructed them to do. But one did not, and he was a foreigner, a Samaritan no less. This unclean, diseased outsider was so overwhelmed with the gracious, cleansing gift given to him by Christ that he could not help himself. He just had to go back. He had to turn around, go out of his way, and fall at the feet of Jesus, praising God and giving thanks. More than just speaking words, this man took action. It's easy to turn our noses at the 9 who did not return. We'd never be that unthankful, we tell ourselves. But let's pause a minute. They were simply doing as they were told. They received everything that they were looking for. And now they were only doing what they thought was right. Jesus said, "Show yourselves to the priests," and so they did. In some ways, I sympathize with them. Every day we go about our work, our hobbies, and our lives. We raise our children and teach them to do good. We tend to our homes, our spouses, and neighbors, setting a good example for others. Isn't this what God would have us do? We obey the laws, well, except for that unrealistic 45-mile-per-hour sign on Geneva Road. We drop a few coins into the bell ringer's bucket, we tithe to the church, and read our portals of prayer. And tomorrow, as we do every year on Thanksgiving Day, we will say a word or two of thanks for all that God has done for us. Yes, these are all wonderful and good things that we do. We will certainly say our word of thanks. But will we take dramatic action, like that foreigner, the Samaritan, did? Are we willing to step out of the path that we are on, turn around, and actively throw ourselves at the Lord's feet, praising God? Do we recognize, like the Samaritan in the gospel, that we too have been cleansed from a horrible, disfiguring disease, a disease that we cannot heal by ourselves? Do we recognize that the disease of sin that has dirtied our lives has been wiped clean by the very same Jesus? This Thanksgiving Day, we need to take time to recognize the price that was paid on the first and the ultimate Día de Acción de Gracias. No, not the Thanksgiving pilgrim feast held on that cold old New England afternoon, but the ultimate Día de Acción de Gracias, the ultimate day of the ultimate act of grace. That Friday on Calvary when Christ acted with unconditional love and sacrificed himself on the cross. And with that sacrifice, erased our disease of sin. That Good Friday was the true action of grace, an amazing act of unconditional love, and it is the most important gift in our lives. As Christians, it is what we most truly give thanks for. Not just a muttered thanks, but an active praising of our Lord and Savior. A thank you that can be seen by how we treat each one of our neighbors. A thank you that is daily acted out by kind words and acts of sacrifice for others, even those Samaritans we may have in our own lives. A thank you that witnesses to friends and enemies alike that our lives are living examples of God's love. We know that we do not have to do these actions for our salvation. No, God does not need our good works, but our neighbors, our town, our country, and this broken, sinful world certainly do. Even our English term, thanksgiving, is more than just thanks saying. To give means we actually take something that is our own and we give it away. It is an act of sacrifice. We have been given a precious gift. We have been justified before God Almighty through the death of His Son. We have been declared not guilty. We have been given eternal life through His resurrection. And now with this glorious knowledge and the overflowing joy that it brings, we can selflessly pour out to all those in our community and beyond the gifts of that gospel, a gospel message. So tomorrow, as we gather with family and friends to say thank you for all that God has done this past year, let us also remember everything the Son of God did for us some 2,000 years ago, His all-encompassing death and His most glorious resurrection. And we remember and give thanks for all that He continues to do for us today through His living word and His sacraments. Tomorrow afternoon, as we move away from the Thanksgiving table and back down the path of our daily lives, let's put our thankfulness and praise into action. We know that we are God's own children and that we have been cleansed from the disease of sin. He has given us the gift of eternal life. Yes, we really do owe Him more than mere words. And besides, getting active is the best way to work off that extra piece of pie. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.